is the size of the bike of Mikel Landa. Hello everybody, my name is Mika from dmcx.com and I am recording this podcast on September 4th, 2022, which means we are in the middle of the second week, or I should say, we are at the end of the second week of La Vuelta 2022, as I am recording this podcast. And therefore, Mikel Landa is currently racing the La Vuelta. So, this podcast is dedicated to Mikel Landa bikes as he races for the team Bahrain Victorious. Mikel Landa is racing, well, the whole team is sponsored by the Taiwanese bicycle maker, which is called Merida. Mikel Landa being sponsored by the, obviously by the team and by the bike, is therefore is racing on the Merida Sculptura size XS, which means extra small. And well, I should mention the fact that Mikel Landa is 1.73 meters tall and he weighs 60 kilograms at his peak form. So now, 1.73 meters on a size XS would seem like a very small bike for a rider of 1.73 meters. However, if you, well, you might know already, but I'm just repeating it on most of my podcasts and on my blog, which is on dmcx.com. Most of pro riders are racing on a smaller size than what would recommend your local bike shop. The reason is because pro riders tend to prefer a more nervous type of bike, and being smaller size means the front wheel and the rear wheel distance is shorter, and it gives a more aggressive, means more response. The response of the bike, the reaction of the bike, is faster, and the pro tend to like this kind of reaction from their bike, and that's a reason, one of the reasons why they pick up a smaller size than a normal human would do. Another reason is because they find it easier to find the right position, meaning the right fitting on the smaller frame. Actually, that would be the time to maybe raise the question, why do normal people, like amateur or enthusiast, why do we have to stick with the recommended size if the pro can find their best position on the smaller size? That would be an interesting topic to explore. Right, so keeping on Mikel Landa's specific bike, the Merida Sculptura, which is a size XS, it means XS for Merida brand means top tube length is 535 mm, and the stack is 529 mm, and the reach of the frame is 383 mm. Mikel Landa rides with his saddle set at 710 mm, and this is measured from the center of the bottom bracket to the top of the saddle. The saddle Mikel Landa is using is a Pro Logo Scratch saddle. And the seat post is actually a FSA K-Force with 32 mm of setback. The saddle is set at 70 mm setback position. The fore is back. And the distance between the front of the saddle, the tip of the saddle, to the center of the handlebar grip is 560 mm. Maybe I should also mention the fact that Mikel Landa is racing with a FSA stem of 110 mm, which has -15 degrees angle, and the handlebar width is 400 mm. And Mikel Landa is racing with 172.5mm crankset arms, which are fitted with Shimano Dura SDI 2 12-speed groupset. The bike is fitted with this groupset, but the chainrings on the crank is a 5440 teeth chainrings, which replace the legendary 5339. There is no more 5339 in the Shimano new 12-speed groupsets anymore. That's 5440 teeth that replace it. Well, as I did mention, the bike is fitted with a whole Shimano groupset. The wheels are from Vision, which are also part of the FSA Group company. So he's racing with the Vision wheels. I think the wheels profile depends of the race. Sorry, the rim height depends of the race profile. Most of the race are raced. Well, Mikel Landa is actually racing most of the time with Continental Grand Prix 5000S tubeless tires, and the wheels he uses most of the time the 50mm height Vision SL wheels. Maybe I should mention, just in case somebody is wondering, the crankset is fitted with Shimano Power Meter, and the pedals used by the whole team, including Mikel Landa, are the Shimano Dura S SPD SL. And the power meter, not the power meter, the GPS is the Garmin Edge. I think I did talk about everything. It's very difficult to spot a unique bike style or something unique related to Mikel Landa on his bike. It's very difficult to spot anything. So yeah, there is not much to add to this. So if you are still here at the end of this podcast, I give you a virtual high five and thank you for listening, and I catch you on the next one.